Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Kelayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basam Yaakov Maisha Herna Shama Shadav and Aliyah and Bischos Rachel Basvar Gittel and Daniel Eliezer inspired Rachel Lishi Bigbench with Zarsha Kayama Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells us Haruach She'ilalas Hagafanim Al Gabei Tevuah. The wind took some grapevines and blew them on top of grain. Yigdar Miyad, he should be Gaider it right away. What does Gaider mean? Gaider is either a Lashon of Geder, making a fence, meaning he should make a separation, a division between the two of these to make sure it doesn't happen again, or Gaider is a Lashon of trimming. He should trim that which fell on top of the grain, and therefore he won't have an issue of Kelayim. However, let's say Im Eru Einus, an Einus happened, and he wasn't able to get to it in time, and something new grew in the interim. Mutter, that which grew is permitted, it's not an Isra of Kelayim Bekerim, because he was an oinus and he wasn't able to get to it. And now we have another situation. Some of his grain is leaning underneath his grapevines, or some of his vegetables are leaning under his grapevines. This is either the tops of the vegetables, or some of the leaves of the vegetables are now sneaking underneath his grapevines. Machzir ve'ena makadesh. All he has to do is put it back into its right place. Machzir is bring it back into its right place, and that which grew is not usser. Now this is different than what we've had previously. If he planted something underneath his grapevines, that which grows is usser, because this wasn't planted underneath it. Actually, the root of this grain or of these vegetables is away from the grapevine. It's just that the tops of the grain or the leaves of these vegetables are sneaking underneath the grapevine. That's why that which grows is not usser, he just has to bring it back to its place away from the vines. Now the Mishnah asks, May Masai Tevua Miskadeshes, when is it that grain is going to become usser if it's planted in a vineyard? The answer is Mishatashish, once it takes root. If he takes it out before it takes root, so then it's not usser. What about Vatnavim? When is it that grapes are going to become usser if they're planted along with grain? Mishayasu Kapala Lavan. Once they grow to the size of a white bean, then they're going to be usser. But if he uproots them, or if he takes away the grain before the grapes become this size, then nothing's usser. Another scenario, Tevua Shiyavsha Kal Tzarcha. He has grain which completely dried out. This doesn't mean that it's dried out and it's no good. It means that it's completely ripe and it's ready to be harvested. Or, Va'anavim Shabashul Kal Tzarchan, he has grapes that are completely ripe, they're ready to be picked. Einon Miskachos, they do not aser that which is planted right next to them. That's because the Pasuk tells us regarding Kelayim, Pen Tikdash, lest it become aser, Hameleya, that which grew. And that teaches us, only that which grows together becomes aser. However, this grain is fully ripened and is not growing anymore. Or these grapes are fully ripened and they're not going to be growing anymore. So therefore, grain or grapes that's growing with something that's already fully ripe aren't going to become aser. And now moving on to Mishnah Ches, we're going to be talking about something we already learned about in Maseches Demai, in Atzitz Nakov and Atzitz She'enoi Nakov. In Atzitz Nakov means a perforated flower pot, a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom. In Atzitz She'enoi Nakov means it's not perforated, it does not have a hole in the bottom. Now what's the difference between the two? So as we said then, if it's an Atzitz Nakov, it has a hole in the bottom, then anything growing inside is considered like it's growing out of the ground, because the hole in the bottom of the flower pot draws nourishment and sustenance from the ground, and therefore, even if it's not directly on the ground, everything growing in the Atzitz Nakov is as if it's considered to be growing from the ground. So now Mishnah Ches tells us, Atzitz Nakov Mekadesh Bekerem. Some grain or vegetables growing in Atzitz Nakov is going to be usser if it's growing in a kerem. That's because it's like it's growing in the same ground as the kerem. However, v'she'enei nakov, enei mekadesh. That which is growing in Atzitz she'enei nakov, even though it's in the kerem, that which is growing is not going to be usser, because it's not considered to be growing out of the ground. Now, it's usser to plant it over there. However, that which grows is not usser. However, Reb Shimon argues, and he says, Zeveze Oisrin v'loy mekadshin. In both of these scenarios, Atzitz she'enei nakov and Atzitz nakov, it's usser to plant them in a kerem. However, that which grows is not usser. Now, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Back to the Shita of the Tanakama, Hamavir Atzitz Nakov Bekerem. If someone takes an Atzitz Nakov and there's some grain or some vegetables growing in it, and he walks it through a kerem, Im Haisef B'Masayim, if in the amount of time it took him to take it through the kerem, it grew an extra 200th, usser, so then that which grew is usser. And we've already learned about this concept before. If Kalayim is growing in Kerem and he didn't realize it, so that which grew isn't Usser. But if after he realizes it, he allows it to grow another 200th, so then it's Usser. How is it that he could determine if it grew an extra 200th? We've already said this as well. He could see how long it takes to dry out this item, and then he divides that time into 200. So let's say, for example, it would take 200 minutes to dry this thing out, and it took him a minute to walk through the Kerem. That means that which he has grew an extra 200th, and it would be Usser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.